We've been looking at the consequences of the Supreme Court's decision to strike down Roe versus Wade. For adolescents who already can have a hard time accessing reproductive care, terminating a pregnancy is going to get much more difficult. NPR's Joe Hernandez reports.
In the 6 days since Roe was overturned, many states have already taken action to ban abortion, measures that apply equally to adults and minors. Adolescents who live in states where abortion is now illegal or soon might be could try traveling out of state for the procedure, but they may run up against parental notification laws, which require them to either notify or get permission from an adult before they can get an abortion. And telehealth appointments for medication abortion are often off limits to minors.
It will be difficult, stressful, harmful, and some adolescents will not be able to make the choice that they want to make.
Julie Meslowski is an associate professor of public health at the University of Illinois, Chicago. She says beyond the law, adolescents face unique logistical problems. Some are too young to drive or to buy a plane ticket, or in some cases, even a bus ticket. Many are still in school and might not have the money to travel, let alone pay for the abortion itself.
So adolescents are going to be left with fewer options than adults.
According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, patients 19 and younger accounted for nearly 9% of abortions in 2019. Leading health groups say it's important for young people to get counseled on the full range of pregnancy options and then have access to an abortion if they want it. Elizabeth Alderman is chair of the American Academy of Pediatrics Committee on Adolescence.
First of all, let's start with adolescents are sexually active. In heterosexual relationships, that they can become pregnant. And this has been a long-standing way of how things are in the United States and in all the countries in the world.
The American Academy of Pediatrics criticized the Supreme Court's decision and said it would have grave consequences for adolescents. The Society for Adolescent Health and Medicine and the North American Society for Pediatric and Adolescent Gynecology say they oppose any restrictions on reproductive health. Alderman, who's also the chief of adolescent medicine at the Children's Hospital at Montefiore in New York, says pregnancies in young people are different than those in adults.
Adolescents are generally still in school. They haven't reached their full income potential. They are at higher risk for, you know, preterm labor and some other pregnancy complications.
Adding to that, Meslowski, the public health professor, says less than half of American adolescents get comprehensive sex education, and many lack easy access to contraception. She says the states with poor sex ed and limited contraception are also the ones that tend to have higher rates of teenage pregnancy, as well as the most restrictions on abortion. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.